You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. We cover down on all the issues, man. And like the dude just said, we are solid conservative and just plain right. Well, here's a segment that I enjoy every single week. I look forward to this. We call it the Grand Council with my brethren, Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down in the coastal regions of our state, who also is the executive editor at 1819 News. And Dale Jackson, program director, morning show guy at WVNN up in Huntsville, and also with Yellowhammer News. Let me call the roll. Dale Jackson, are you here?
Oh.
You are here. Stand at ease. Jeff Poor, are you here?
I am present.
You are indeed. I pronounce a quorum for the Grand Council. Hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ta-da! All right. Fellers, you know the deal. We take turns pinging each other with questions. We see how we come back with responses. We don't always agree, but we love each other nonetheless when it's over. Dale Jackson, you first.
Miss Majesty Divine.
I was going to do this question.
Or, as her students might know her, Mr. Miller, at a Mountain Gap High School, or excuse me, Mountain Gap High School, Middle School, here in Huntsville. Yeah, they seem to have a bit of a problem. This individual is doing drag shows, going and reading to a bunch of children at a dog shelter. Okay, sure. Yeah, that makes sense
to
me.
That makes sense. Sure.
Drag show at a dog shelter. Sure. And they, she was reading to a bunch. He was reading to a bunch of children. I don't know what we're supposed to call them. They were reading to a, wait, that might be black people. She was reading to a bunch of people, kids, and saying things like, everybody likes a big bone. All men have meat on their mind. We're not still alive, are we? Ha, ha, ha. So she knows that they're saying the wrong thing and being rather crude around children. Not much of a surprise here. Drag queen teaching middle school. Is this going to be a problem for Huntsville?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem for Huntsville. It better be a problem for Huntsville. Huntsville City Schools had better put him on leave like ASAP while they review this situation, because if you've got a guy who is on tape dressed up as a drag queen with small children, making lewd comments, and then he comes to work the next day at the middle school and nobody says a word about it, then shame on the school system. That's my just thoughts off the cuff. Jeff, what do you think?
Are they just trolling us here? Like is this, you know, like...
They're just punking us daily.
We're going to get those guys. You know, like, let's see how far we can take it. Why? Even if you're a big believer in this lifestyle, why do you think this is a good idea, period?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at what point did someone say, you know what we should do? Let's get on out there and put our jobs at risk by just being idiots and making crude comments to small children. It's your own question, Dale. What are you thinking?
I read the story. The Libs of TikTok account reached out to Huntsville schools on the 7th. It's now the 12th, and there's been no response. So obviously they think they can ride this out. We'll see how that plays out for them.
Yep, I'm pretty sure there'll be a segment on my show tomorrow. Just
oh, and by the way,
yeah,
this is the drag queen that got into it with Angela McClure, myself, and basically anyone else that was like, should we have drag queens in schools? This is that same person.
The same person.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are just trolling us then.
I mean, at this point, they're just seeing how, like Jeff said, they're seeing how far they can go.
I mean, how many times can you say, hey, no one's doing this, and then watch them do it?
Yeah.
Blows me away.
They don't do that in schools. Okay. Jeff, take it somewhere else. Where you what you got?
I'm going to go with our lead this morning, AEA, 2-1 to Republicans over Democrats.
Both stolen my questions. Both of you stole my questions.
There's a lot of meat on that bone, too.
Oh, my God. Move on.
And anyway, so, you know, we now know that Republicans, but it's not even close, right? Even if there are more Republicans than Democrats, it's not even close. The Republicans have now accepted, I think definitively, the AEA back into the mainstream after the 2010 episode, after everything the state fought for, or the Republicans in the state fought for. Is this a lost cause?
You know, I don't know if it's a lost cause. I mean, the AEA, the teachers union in Alabama, and I said on your show this morning, Jeff, I mean, at some point, why do you want to be a Republican and tie yourself to an organization that is directly affiliated with one that's been masking kids, shutting down schools, and generally making parents miserable for daring to speak out at school board meetings across the nation? Why do you want to be a part of that? Well, by taking money from them, you just became a part of that. But I look at it and think, you know, we have a Republican Party platform that says don't take money from the AEA, the teachers union, and yet they do anyway. Somewhere along the way, there's some Republicans that I think have just lost their way on this. It was win at all costs. I got to win my election. Somebody give me money. And that desperation has taken them down the road that we never used to go down. Dale?
I mean, if they take that money, they got to understand that at one point in time, given the opportunity, they will slice their throat. So just know that. You know that the more powerful you make the AEA, the more likely it is to turn around one day and come after you, because they're only helping Republicans because they have no choice.
Yeah.
Given the choice, they will slit their throat.
It's like raising a pet bear. At some point, it's not cute anymore, and you're just meat. But, yeah, I agree. Your own question, Jeff. More thoughts?
Well, why it just seemed to have happened. Like, of course, we talked a lot about it ad nauseum between the three of us, but it does seem like it kind of happened. There was no effort by the AEA they just went straight to the top there. I don't know if I should be bothered by that or why, but it's peculiar, and I wonder if this pushback will do anything to change minds.
I don't know if it will either, but I tell you what, it occurs to me just now, I hadn't really put this thought into gelled form until just now. This is a leadership issue, because if the majority leader for the House and the Senate were to look at their caucus members and say, and listen, it's election season, we got incumbent protection, we're going to be trying to support all you guys, regardless of how you've been voting, but don't none you take money from the AEA, none you. Because we can't support that. If a leadership had said that and moved the caucus in that direction, we wouldn't be seeing what we're seeing right now, I think. At least to be very limited.
Well, what about the Alabama Republican Party and their unenforced rule? I mean, what happened?
I don't know. Now, I will say this. I don't know how they can enforce it. I mean, they could choose. I guess they could choose to, you know, be punitive and not certify you for the next election. But that's
but they're not, right?
No, they're not. They're not. All right, last question, first round. My question, you ready? Birmingham Waterworks. Oh, I'm going there. All right, the Birmingham Waterworks. They're not just Birmingham. They're not. They serve five counties in the Northeast. And they are a constant source of embarrassment. They're a constant source of corruption. And they just decided that even though they're paying $30,000 a month to three lobbying firms and spend a huge amount on a new PR firm, in order to justify their business, they have to raise the rates upwards of 8.5%. What in the – is the legislature going to take any action? Dale, you first.
I would think not because the only action they could possibly take is take it over and eat it, right? I mean, I don't know what else they're going to do. Hey, you guys, after all these years of being terrible, be good. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. Because unless they're going to take the cost and spread it out throughout the state, what's the option?
I got an idea, but go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, but I think they'll do something, reconstitute the board, take apart power. They'll do something to say you got to, right? Because you can't let the Birmingham Waterworks get away with this, because what kind of signal does it send to the rest of these other sort of rogue boards around the state?
Yeah, and then how much longer can the world continue to spin on its axis with Phil Williams agreeing with Randall Woodfin? I mean, come on. I mean, the reality is it puts me in a very awkward position of having to agree with the most liberal mayor in the state of Alabama. But I do agree with him that this is unconscionable. It can't continue on. What I suspect is going to happen is what you just said, Jeff, is that the legislature, if they do something, is going to have to run a bill to change the makeup of the board and to also put some stiff penalties in there for ethics violations. And see what happens. And by giving more representation to the outlying counties, you remove some of the shenanigans of the inner city workings that Birmingham's been putting in that waterworks board for too long.
Well, isn't it funny, Senator? They always, you know, you can leave people off in handcuffs, but we're always back at the same destination.
Amazing, isn't it? And like it never stops. I mean, they talk about the legislature having issues or state government. The Birmingham Waterworks Board, I mean, Who has not gone to jail from there, it seems like? All right. Okay, fellas, into round one of the Grand Council, just in time for the commercial break. We'll take the break right now. Come back with Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News, Dale Jackson from WVNN in Huntsville and Yellowhammer, and myself, little old Phil Williams, right here, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Back now in the Grand Council with my brethren Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor, two other talk show guys who've been doing this longer than I have. Round two of the Grand Council. Dale Jackson, I believe you are up.
Have we hit the tipping point in Huntsville? I think that we have, because now the Huntsville City Council is looking to vote on Thursday, or at least discuss it, saying we're going to make investigating abortions that may be carried out in the city the lowest priority. No one's going to do abortions if they're illegal in the state. What are we doing here? And why are they doing these things? Why? Have we hit the tipping point?
Wait, when you said tipping point, I thought you meant like that, what was the Democrat congressman who thought that the island of Guam might turn over.
No.
Okay.
I think Huntsville is going to be fine, and it's going to stay upright the entire time, no matter how many abortions take place.
I think that's probably true. We are definitely looking at Huntsville being far more purple in its politics than much of the rest of the state. I mean, I think we're more blue politics in Birmingham, somewhat purple in Huntsville, conservative around most of the red, well, Montgomery. But yeah, I look at it and go, no, that's not a huge deal. Abortion is not the ultimate issue here. I've even got a question. I was about to run down that line next, but I hear they're also looking at whether or not to have cannabis dispensaries.
Yep.
And
everyone always says, you know, I wonder if our city will be better if we have more potheads.
Well, I mean, you got a drag queen reading to kids, and ain't nothing been said from the
fine.
School
we're already
yet.
On drugs. That's fine.
I'm just saying, Jeff. What you thought?
Tuscaloosa kind of makes me think of this too. These where you don't have, it's not necessarily like a black power structure thing or anything like that that you see in some like Birmingham or whatever. But you just have the kooky woke, you know, book club liberals or whatever. And they're like messing with the average of the city, right? That they're dragging the average of the city down to make it more purple than it really is.
I guess. Dale, it's your own question. What do you think?
I think we might have hit the tipping point here. I think the school board election should have been a big wake-up call. But you know, the legislature doesn't seem interested in moving these to more realistic election time periods to maybe show the true reflection of what the community is. So, yes, I think we're going to see a motivated group of leftists taking over city councils and stuff like that. And I think that's exactly what's happening in Huntsville.
Well, then we go back to what my monologue was today. People cannot stop speaking out. They've got to go to the city council meetings and make themselves known. Jeff Rowe, what's your question?
My friend down here in South Alabama, Chris Pringle, he's a state legislator. He wants to end NDAs in government and quasi-government agencies. So there was this issue came up with the state bar, but I think it's been a problem in other places. Doesn't it seem like a bizarre notion to you guys? And I know that this may have went on the Trump administration, but does it seem weird to you that we have NDAs in any realm of government?
So non-disclosure agreements for government employees, they can't talk about their departments, is that what you're saying?
Right, yes.
Well, that's just jacked up. I mean, whatever happened to Freedom of Information Act stuff? I mean,
That's a joke. Public records in Alabama is a joke. They make it so bureaucratic and so impossible to get what you need. It's not you, and then they just tell you no until you take them to court. And by then, I mean, who's got the time and resources for that?
Yeah, the only place where I could see an NDA being generally acceptable is when economic development, when there's a project in the way, in the works, but we don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet.
Well, they did it with prisons when they tried to do the goofy lease build program. I mean, they do it on private, public things all the time, but this is different. This is employees.
This is actual employees. Oh, no, I think that's, I mean, first of all, my first thought when you started talking about it was, why is this a priority? But the more you say, that's just jacked up. We don't need NDAs protecting employees from telling what their boss did. Dale, what do you think?
Yeah, I think most people will agree that this seems absurd. I mean, there's no reason why anyone would ever think that you'd have these in government. And I get the business side of it, but I'm guessing Pringle has a problem with that too, on the economic investment stuff. That'd be my guess. I don't know, Jeff. You can maybe tell us.
He says that there's ways to fix that and work around that to where you're not giving away any intel. But as far as protecting, like, this happened at the State Bar Association. The then president had to resign because some malfeasance there, but his protection was supposedly one of these NDAs, and these things actually exist in government.
Wow. All right, well, tell you what, 2.5 minutes. Let me jump into my question real quick. You know what? I have three choices to go down. I'm going to pick the Tulsi Gabbard question. Okay, so Tulsi Gabbard, nationally known Democrat figure, ran for president. She was a congresswoman. But she's also been pretty much dinging her own party on a regular basis, co-hosted the or guest hosted the Tucker Carlson show, sued Hillary Clinton for defamation, and now she's left the Democrat Party. Are we going to see more of this? Are we going to see other moderate Democrats saying, I've had enough of the wokeness, I'm out of here? Your thoughts, Dale?
If Fox News opens up the checkbook and the airwaves to her, yes. I think that's absolutely what's going to happen. They gave her a glowing, Tucker Carlson, maybe it was the day before, Tucker Carlson had a whole amazing star in the Democratic Party, and Hillary, and I was like, yeah. So I think it all depends on how she's received.
Jeff?
I don't think we're going to see more Democrats doing that at all. She was always kind of, more, I won't say centrist. I think she's got some weird social issue philosophies. But more of a Ron Paul isolationist, because she served in the military. She knows how these things work. But she's a unique individual. She's maybe left of center on social issues and probably more populist on military. And then just, a lot of this has really jumped out. She's liberal, but not crazy woke. And it led her to leave the Democratic Party. I don't know if there's another Tulsi Gabbard type out there.
Yeah, I tend to agree. You got the phenomenon of the anti-Trump Republicans like Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. That's the leaving the fold, so to speak. And then you've got Tulsi Gabbard leaving. I don't know that we have a centrist party coming. I don't see that. I don't see a big Democrat wave coming out of this leaving the party. I do agree, though, she's going to be on Fox. I mean, they've pretty much made that clear. She's going to be some form of a regular contributor and/or guest host on The View, or the whatever. All right, fellas, appreciate you as always. Dale Jackson, WVNN, and Yellowhammer, and Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News. Y'all have a great day. All right, folks, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, coming back with the final half hour. Y'all stay tuned. We got more.